We learned about Kristen goals at our party. You put a candle in the top of an orange to represent the light of Christ.
That's a pretty fun Christmas tradition. Let's learn some more about Christingles. Have you ever heard of a Christingle? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Originally, a Christingle was a small candle wrapped in a red ribbon representing the light of Christ and His love, which encircles the world. It was invented in Germany to help kids understand the sacrifice Jesus made for all of us. But you know what? You don't need a Christingle to share the light of Jesus. You can do it at any time of the year by loving people the way Jesus did. Here's what it says in Matthew chapter 5. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. Our story for today is called Christ Light. Emily licked the icing off her fingers and carefully added another snowflake sprinkle to her Christmas cookie. Christmas parties were the best. She grinned as she looked around the table at her friends. Some of them were already devouring their cookies piled with sweet decorations. "All right, kids, while you finish decorating your cookies, I have a special story to tell you," said Emily's mom. One of the other moms started passing around oranges while Emily's mom answered a question. "No, they aren't to eat just yet. We have to do something with them first. I was looking up different Christmas traditions from other countries and found this really cool one from Germany in the 1700s. The children now each had a candle, 4 toothpicks, dried fruit, and a red ribbon next to their oranges. This is what they did," Emily's mom said, holding up an orange. "The orange stands for the world. God loved our world so much that He sent His Son to save us. Jesus died on the cross to pay the price of our sins and then rose from the dead so we could have eternal life. That's what the red ribbon stands for, the blood of Jesus. Take your ribbon and glue it around your orange." "What are the toothpicks for?" Emily asked curiously. "We put the 4 toothpicks in our orange, pointing different directions for north, south, east, and west," her mom explained. "Jesus wants us to spread the good news that He saves all over the world. The dried fruit go on the ends to remind us that when Jesus is our Savior, we have the fruit of the Spirit." "What are they?" Some of the kids murmured. "Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." "Is the candle for this little light of mine? I'm gonna let it shine," Wyatt sang with his eyes sparkling. "How did you know, Wyatt?" "Yes, we're all going to place our candle inside the top of our orange, and the grown-ups will light them. This thing you created is called a Christingle, and it's a symbol of Christ's light in us. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you are the light of the world. Kids, let your light shine for Jesus this Christmas." Well, how about you? Did you know that the Bible says if you're a child of God, you are the light of the world? Light was made to shine, not be hidden. Share with others the good news of Jesus coming into the world to save us. Trust Him to empower you to show the fruit of the Spirit in the way you treat others. Shine Jesus' light to those around you so they can see His goodness and love in you. Our key verse is Matthew 5, 14 and 16.
"You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
Our key thought for today, let Christ's light shine in you. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. You'll also find music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.